Harper Audio presents Invincible by Amy Reed, performed by Amy Rubinate. Then. One. Let's go to the cafeteria, Stella says. She is restless. She is always restless. Unlike everyone else in here, she is not in pajamas. Every day, without fail, she puts on her black skinny jeans, big black boots, a thick coat of red lipstick, and her signature black fedora with the peacock feather sticking out the side. Even though all we ever do is sit in each other's rooms, even though we're not allowed to leave hospital grounds, even though the only people she talks to voluntarily are me and Caleb and Dan, the child life specialist, and none of us could care less what she looks like.
Are you hungry?
Caleb asks. His pajamas have soccer balls on them. Mine are pink with white hearts. The left leg is cut off to make room for my white plaster cast, decorated with sick kid autographs. No, I'm not hungry, Stella groans. I just need to get out of here. Aren't you guys going crazy? How can you not be going crazy? She's like a caged animal. Pretty soon she's going to start gnawing on the metal bars of my bed. She was like this even in outpatient, even when she knew she was going to get to leave in a few hours. My parents are going to be here any minute, I say. I should stay. Have you asked them yet about adopting me?
But you have parents, Stella, Caleb says.
He has a hard time with sarcasm. Stella has diagnosed him with mild Asperger's, in addition to the brain cancer we already know about. I'm going to get legally emancipated, she says, just as soon as we get...